Become a member and you can get in every day for your membership fee. Or otherwise, right now with winter hours, adults are 9, seniors are 8, and kids between 3 and 15 are 7, and 2 and under is always free at the zoo.
And it's not like that place I mentioned in Siberia where it's 92 degrees below zero.
It is not that.
I still want to know something from a penguin expert. How do they stay out in those temperatures?
That's how their body is made.
But, you know, when that guy in the military was stationed in Antarctica when it was 100 below zero outside, that was the temperature. The penguins were out there.
Right. But they're used to that weather.
I don't know.
And not all penguins are cold weather species. We have African penguins at our zoo. So they're warm weather species. That's why they're not outside.
They get chilly at 32.
As do I.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you,
Don. You're always welcome here.
It.
We always want to hear about our treasure in Racine. And the Racine Zoo is one of our treasures. Thank you very much, Beth Heindorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. Go to racinezoo.org for everything we were talking about today. racinezoo.org. Right now, Data 1. Let's check news. Kick it off now with CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Donald Trump has made a flurry of picks for top jobs in his new administration. Two go to staunch supporters. One of them is a former foe. Correspondent Weijia Jiang from West Palm Beach.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is Trump's pick to become Homeland Security Secretary. Once considered a vice presidential contender, Noem faced controversy over accounts in her memoir, but remained a strong Trump ally on the campaign trail. Trump is also expected to name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his choice for Secretary of State.
We want an America that dreams big again, and for that, we need to elect Donald Trump.
CBS News projects Democrat Ruben Gallego has beaten Trump ally Carrie Lake in the race for Senate in Arizona.
I'm a husband, a Marine, a father, and a proud Arizonan. And with the results we saw tonight, your next senator from the great state of Arizona.
He will replace former Democrat Kyrsten Sinema. Two U.S.-based flights have been hit by gunfire in Haiti. The first, a Spirit plane that was trying to land in Port-au-Prince. Passenger Kevin Adair says the pilot didn't get specific.
He didn't say exactly what happened. He said due to the circumstances on the ground in Haiti, we were going to be diverting to Santiago in the Dominican Republic.
The union says a flight attendant was injured by flying debris. Officials at JetBlue say they discovered bullet marks on a flight that departed Haiti once it landed at New York's JFK Airport. Crews north of L.A. are getting a handle on a devastating wildfire that destroyed almost 200 homes in Camarillo. Incident meteorologist Ryan Walburn with the National Weather Service.
Tuesday and Wednesday, we have very low humidity and some winds out there. Again, this is not a red flag event, and it's not anything close to when the fire started. So I'd look at this wind test as a good thing to test the containment lines.
The flames are now 41% contained. Internet service went out for millions of Verizon customers between Philly and Richmond, Virginia this morning. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
According to Down Detector, reports of the outage soared between midnight and 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Verizon posting on its website they are experiencing a problem and are working on a solution.
USC study finds a lot of people who began downing more booze during the COVID years never stopped. Correspondent John LaPook.
This increase happened during the pandemic when there was limited access to health care. So you had increased drinking and decreased access to professional help happening at the same time. That's a bad combination.
S&P futures are down 5. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Officials with Kenosha Unified say that the 13-year-old involved in a recent lockdown was on their radar. They say they were aware of images involving an airsoft gun. Officials say because the images didn't include threats, they didn't forward concerns to police. A former Racine County principal has filed a federal lawsuit alleging he was illegally fired due to his sexual orientation. The lawsuit filed by Jeff Peterson names current and former Raymond school board members and a former superintendent. Racine Unified has partnered with an organization called Direct Admit Wisconsin to streamline college admissions. The program allows students to secure spots at select UW schools based on their junior year performance without submitting applications. There were no major injuries after a semi and an SUV collided in Racine County yesterday. It happened on Highway 20 near Britton Road. The semi driver was taken to the hospital for evaluation. The highway was closed for about an hour. And the Racine Neighborhood Watch is hosting a training event tomorrow night to educate people about drugs and crime. The event will feature presentations from the Milwaukee FBI and local law enforcement, as well as Narcan training from the City of Racine Health Department. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Churio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Churio is up for Rookie of the Year along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take on the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
You know, we just got to be able to sustain what we were doing and understand what we did well, and not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
And people say that flying is safer than driving, and they say the weirdest things on the plane. This plane is equipped with 5 emergency exits, and not including the big one that'll be created on impact. In the event of a water landing, your sea cushion can be used as a flotation device. Till the sharks come. And then it's a bobber. You know what they say you're supposed to do if you're being attacked by a shark? You're supposed to punch him in the face. Dan, and when that doesn't work, you poke him in the eye with your stump. Punch a shark? What if he wasn't even going to attack you? What if he's just curious and he's swimming by and he goes... Ow. Hey, what'd you do that for? I thought you were going to attack me. Yeah, well, I have to now. I was going to let you go, but the other sharks are watching. It doesn't look good now.
Cause when I get you alone, you know I'm home to you. I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I feel all right. You know I feel all right.
Ah, the Beatles, one of the greatest rock and roll movies of all time. A Hard Day's Night. It's 8:10 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me this morning. And thank you to Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, for a good hour of radio. Always enjoy having Beth in here. Very fun person. All right. This is Office News Stories. You ready for this? 21% of remote workers admit they've drank or done drugs while working from home this year. That includes booze, pot, and other recreational substances. One in five also said they've been under the influence during a video call for work. And 28 million Americans would rather run naked through the office than reveal their pay. I'll tell you my pay. I don't think the world is ready for me to run naked through the office. I really don't think that. Maybe someday, but not now. It's 8:11 WRJN local news and timeless hits.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we?
long-lasting love, Carl Carlton. Local news in Tampa City to WRJN. Looking for sunshine later today. Becoming sunny with a high near 47. Clear tonight, lows 43. Increasing cloudiness, chance of rain tomorrow with a high near 53. Right now it's cloudy and 45 degrees right here at Radio Park. What's something that instantly fills you with rage? 2,000 people polled. Here's what they came up with. When someone cuts in line in front of you, I don't know if I get raged. It kind of annoys me. Rude people in general. When someone thinks the rules don't apply to them. Oh, this one bothers me. I'm not raged by it, enraged, but it bothers me. When you're stuck on hold and you have to keep pushing different buttons to get to the right department. You know, first they say, which department would you like? Then they send you to a subset and you got to pick again. And then there's another subset of buttons you got to hit. Just put a person on the phone and they'll get me there. And people who don't say please and thank you. Well, I just accept that. People sometimes can be rude. It's 8:17, 8:18 now. Let's make it WRJN. Local news in Tampa Sits, and here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. It's very hard to three-peat, whether you're talking sports or the domestic box office. But Venom, The Last Dance, did just that this past weekend. Despite not-so-great reviews, audiences seem to approve to the tune of 80% according to Rotten Tomatoes, giving the third and final film of the Venom trilogy serious box office legs, leading the way with $16 million at the gate. Turns out some people are ready for Christmas movies, as well-reviewed newcomer The Best Christmas Pageant Ever took in $11.1 million, good for second place. The film barely edged out the also very well-reviewed Hugh Grant-driven horror film Heretic, which brought in $11 million. The Wild Robot came in fourth place with just over $6 million in its seventh weekend in theaters, showing only an 11% drop-off after week six. The film that parents and kids seem to love is a 98%er on Rotten Tomatoes and has brought in $130 million worldwide so far. Rounding out the top five from last weekend is a horrifying Smile 2, which brought in $5 million in its fourth week of release. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And you can hear Pete coming up tonight right here at our sister station, WAUK AM 540.
The great flavors of the fall season are back at O&H Danish Bakery. And featured this week is O&H's famous brandy old-fashioned Kringle. This sensational Kringle creation has a filling of Door County cherries in a special mix of caramel and brandy. It gets even better, though, because it has a wonderful vanilla icing blended with tasty orange zest. You're going to love it. Brandy old-fashioned Kringle. Get one this week at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Christmas when we were growing up was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Bobby V, taking care of my baby. He had a couple of hit songs. Yeah, he had a couple of. Rubber Ball was another one of his big hit songs. It's 824. Devil or Angel, I think, was one of his songs, too. 824 WRJN local news and timeless hits for you here. This 24-year-old woman used to eat only fast food. She stopped all of a sudden. Just stopped. Quit fast food completely and lost 100 pounds in a year. She also says, as a bonus, she saved a ton of money, too. I can imagine. It's 825 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 47. Right now, cloudy and 45 degrees here at Radio Park. Hugh Masekela grazing in the grass.
USA. You'll catch them surfing at the
Inside Outside USA.
Enter a county line.
Inside Outside USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trent. Inside Outside USA. Inside Outside USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside Outside USA.
And down the Hemingway.
Inside Outside.
Everybody's gone surfing.
Surfing USA.
They actually have a plaque and a monument there to the Beach Boys in their hometown of Hawthorne. And Surfing USA, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. So how long should you leave your Christmas tree up? Now, we mention that now because people are setting them up now, believe it or not. 47% of kids say as long as you want. Of course, kids would say that. 29% said from Thanksgiving to New Year's. 17% said year-round. 5% said only on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. 2% had a more unique answer. Until grandma's birthday. What does that have to do? Unless my grandmother was born on December 25th. At least that's what she said when she came to this country. Who knows if that was a real birthday? We'll never know for sure. It's a, unless we, you know, well, I won't say that. I was going to say count her rings. But it's 8:30 at WRJN local news and timeless. It's, let's see what's going on now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A possible school shooter was on the radar of Kenosha Unified officials. In a statement sent yesterday, KUSD said they did get warnings about the 13-year-old. The statement said administrators received concerns regarding images of airsoft guns prior to the lockdowns last week. Unified said the images didn't include threats and that they didn't forward the concerns to police. Almost every school in the county went on lockdown last week as police searched for the teen that was eventually arrested. He'll be in court today. It was a fake finger that caused all the commotion. Over the weekend, Racine police were called to the Dollar Tree on Durand Avenue after reports of a finger found in the parking lot. Once they got there, officers found that the finger was actually a high-quality latex replica that looked real. Police are trying to figure out how it got there and whether it was placed intentionally. Racine Unified is trying to get more kids in college. The district has joined forces with Direct Admit Wisconsin, allowing eligible students to secure spots at select UW schools without submitting applications. There are 10 UW campuses participating. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
There will be plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to 48 for a high this afternoon, with wind east becoming southeasterly at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 41. Tomorrow we may catch a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
Hotel, I'm saying that kids stay for free. No problem if you have kids, bring them. They won't charge you a penny more. That wasn't the case when I was growing up. Apparently kids were so expensive that when you pulled in to the hotel and you'd all start getting out, my dad would start kicking some of us back in. Get back in there. Get back in. Duck down. Did the front desk lady see you? Did the front desk lady? Did you make eye contact with the front desk lady? I'm not spending an extra $6 a kid. What did I say? Now we gotta wait for a shift change. Put your brother in that hockey bag. I'm gonna sneak him in that way. I got kicked out of my house all the time as a kid, usually like around 7 in the morning when my dad would get home from work. He would just wake us up. And we go, what are we getting up for? And you go, I heard it's going to be a nice day outside. Get outside. Dad, it's like 7. It's still dark out. I remember once walking to the door, turning to my dad, going, Dad, what are we supposed to do when we get outside? I'll never forget. He goes, dig a ditch. Okay. And you know what, though? We went outside and we played. And we played for 12, 13, 14 hours. Easy. But I got to tell you something. I'm a little kid. I'm gone 12, 13, 14 hours. I don't remember anybody coming looking for me. I'm gone 14 hours. No Amber Alert goes off. I come home at night. All my dad says, you in for the night? Nope, just getting a flashlight.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, Brandy, silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Glass and Brandy from 1972, I think, for that song. Yeah, a long time ago. It's 8:37 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. All right. What is something that's totally legal but makes you look like a psychopath? You ready? There's a guy in my town, it said here, that has a portable karaoke machine and casually walks around singing to himself and dancing. I've seen that. Not too bad. Gets worse. Laughing when nobody else is while you're watching a movie in a theater. I've been in the theater when somebody breaks out laughing for no reason. Like a maniacal laugh like Robert De Niro in the movie Cape Fear, when he does that. Staring at someone with direct eye contact and saying absolutely nothing. And this my brother did once as a joke. Getting into an elevator, but turning around to face the people in the elevator, not facing the door. That really makes people uncomfortable. Yeah, it's 8:30. I don't recommend doing it, though. Johnny Rivers, Mountain of Love, WRJN.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above. A half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain 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 above.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. 737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Take me to the hotel, bag is going nowhere. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Listen to the radio, talking about the last show. Someone got excited, had to call a state militia. Won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
CCR, Traveling Band, Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN, it's 842. Here's a little fun fact I discovered. Only four artists have ever had three number one albums in the same year. The Beatles, of course, the Kingston Trio, the Monkees, and, wait for it, the cast from Glee. Speaking about the Beatles, always number one, is Lady Madonna. Day 43 of WRJN.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet.
Tires bootlace. See
Diana Ross. Stop in the name of law. Actually, Diana Ross and the Supremes. Actually, it was just the Supremes when they did it. Now they call Diana Ross and the Supremes. All right, what do I have for you here? One last thing. I had one thing I wanted to say. Ah, believe it or not, there are people that enjoy exercising. Not me. You enjoy exercising? Oh, heck no. I do it, but I don't enjoy it. I enjoy sitting at home doing nothing. But my wife likes exercising, so I kind of have to do it. excuse me. I got some coffee. Choked to death here. Yeah, it's all your stuff. You know what? I'll get to this. I got to get a drink of water. Hold John on. Is dying here. I'm done. W-R-J-N. In my coughing jag there for oh a my second. God. He's okay. He's okay. The paramedics gave him the okay. No, don't say paramedics. People are no, that was fine. Just got a coughing jag there for a second there. We were talking about people who really enjoy exercising and people who don't. And for a lot of people, it would be a dream never to have to work out again. Now, when I say that, you'd want all the, you know, your body to act like you were working out. But you want the benefits of working out right, without doing actually that. Sweating. Right. Yep. 34% of people said they would hand wash their dirty dishes for the rest of their lives in exchange for never having to work out again. Now, I don't have a dishwasher. So for me. So you do that anyway. I do it anyway. But I still have to exercise. 25% would be willing to cancel Netflix for a year not to exercise again. This oh, no, doesn't sound like, that just won't work. Yeah, this doesn't sound like a lot of sacrifice people are making. Well, if you don't like exercise, you don't like sacrificing to some extent. And I'm one of those that don't. So Beth Heidorn this morning was on, the executive director of the Racine Zoo, and said they have walkers who just like to walk the paths to the zoo because it's a big zoo and they have a lot of walking paths. So here's what my wife said after hearing that. First, I have to... All right. Hit a well, you know what, though? To me, walking is an exercise, but it is, but it's enjoyable. Well, here's what she said after hearing Beth on the radio. She said, I like the idea of walking at the zoo. It's close by, has good trails. I think we need to look into getting a membership so we can walk at the zoo every day. Next time I got to tell Beth, be quiet. Don't talk about walking past. Keep it to yourself. It's a secret. Don't tell people you have a walking path. At the,
I think that's so cool.
Well, we walk now at the Pike River Trail. Mm-hmm. You know where that is? It's in Racine, and it's 1.7 miles.
Oh, wow.
And it's really beautiful. It's like a nature preserve. It really is. It's very nice. But the Racine Zoo is right down the block, so it's, you know, convenient.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, how have you not? In fact, should I donate to the Don Rolls and Walking Fund?
Don't do that. Don't. I got to tell Beth, next time you feel it necessary to talk about walking paths, don't do it here. But, yeah, so we may do that now.
I think that's awesome. Are
you
kidding?
Of course you do, because you're not going to be walking it.
That's right.
I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early, and, dark and early. And Cindy's up next with Artist of Record coming up in the next hour. Your chance to win some vinyl and a record player. Wow. Keep it right here. Local news, timeless hits. Gary Lewis and the Playboys now. And...
Everybody.